And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis here, and we're talking with Alana Parker, Curator of Design with the Raleigh County Historical Museum. And I'm going to let Alana have the floor here, and she's going to share some memories about Cheryl.
Well, it's important, you know, Cheryl's love for history, to share obviously some of her history, and that'd be a good moment to do that. And so I'm not sure how many people knew. Her first name was actually Dale. She was named for her father. So her full name, Dale Cheryl Collins. She was born to Dale Collins and Dolores Rush. She was actually born in Council Grove, February 13th, 1953. Her parents grew up outside of Junction City and moved to Wichita, where her father, who was a K-State grad, worked as an engineer for Beech, Cessna, and Boeing. Cheryl attended school in Wichita, graduating from Wichita Heights in 1971. And then she came to K-State and belonged to the Kappa Delta sorority. Almost exactly 50 years ago, in one of Steve Golan's history classes, she met G.W. Clift, and they married on her graduation in 1976. And that's just perfect, I feel. You think about Cheryl meeting her husband in history class. She worked a year as a public school teacher, and then she returned to the history department to earn her MA, also in history. She originally did volunteer work at the Raleigh County Historical Museum before being offered the archivist job there. Later, she succeeded her mentor, Gene Dallas, as director, which, of course, Cheryl held that job since 1988. But before that, she was with the museum since 1981, so 40 years of service. She was active in numerous state and regional museum and history organizations. She served as president and in other offices of the Kansas Museums Association, as American Association for State and Local History co-chair of the Kansas Leadership Team, Speaker of the House appointment to the Kansas Territorial Sesquicentennial Advisory Committee, on the Manhattan 150th Sesquicentennial Executive Committee, as Dave mentioned, Chair of the Raleigh County Department Head Committee, Arts and Humanities Association of Manhattan, Freedom's Frontier National Heritage Area Advisory Committee, and two terms on the Governor's Council on Travel and Tourism. And this is just a small portion of everything she did. And not only, I think that's the incredible thing about Cheryl too, of course, Raleigh County being her home and her focus, but she cared about communities outside of that too and across Kansas and sharing and preserving that history. Cheryl received the Kansas Museum Association Presidential Award for Dedicated Service and Professional Standards in 2004. She was also a member of PEO, Kappa Delta Sorority, Domestic Science Club, the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, Raleigh County Genealogical Society, Manhattan Raleigh County Preservation Alliance, the Raleigh County Historical Society, the Kansas Chorale of Westerners, which most recently she served as sheriff, Kansas Association of Historians, and a number of other historical and professional organizations. So my goodness, and this is just a portion, as I mentioned, of everything that she was involved in. So you can see she made a very significant impact across Kansas. She enjoyed spectator sports, reading, travel, and the performing arts. And that's, as Dave, as you mentioned, my gosh, her knowledge on whether it was arts, music, anything with the humanities, you could have a conversation with her about nearly everything. She was especially fond of visiting New Orleans, Melbourne, Australia, and London. In 1987, she and her husband bought the Ingraham House, built in 1867 on Fairchild Avenue. And it was at that time, when they owned it, they got it listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. So, of course, Cheryl would live in a beautiful historic stone home. So, but wanted to share some of that for listeners who aren't as familiar with those vast organizations and the diversity of what she was involved in and in those programs. My gosh, as I said, she's one of a kind role model, but wanted to share a little bit about her life.
Yeah, and from what I've gathered here, and I'm reading her obituary here, they say that, you know, her story is an incomplete story. She had so much more that she still wanted to get accomplished here.
Yes, and I think that's the thing too. She'll always be a part of the community. You can't go into the museum and not feel her there.
I know that at some point she was contemplating retirement. But I never would envision her being retired. I saw her working the rest of her life at the museum, and obviously, yes, she did.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I agree. She's one of those. It's a job of passion, a job of love. And when it's something like that, you're never finished with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we might just pass along also from the obituary information. There's visitation tonight at the YML Funeral Home. And then the service tomorrow at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church, where she and GW were members for a really, really long time.
Yes. And what a fun couple, too.
Yeah. And they're just really a perfect fit.
Perfect fit. So opposite in some ways, in so many ways, but just perfect, perfect fit.
Uh-huh. What are the times? Do you have that in front of you for the visitation tonight, by the way?
The visitation this evening is from 6 to 8.
Okay.
6 to 8 there.
Yeah. May want to get there early.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, and we've talked about this, and I think one of the things that I enjoyed most, you know, was the opportunities where she would come in, and she thrived to come in and tell these stories. You know, we recently had, History of Street Names.
Mm-hmm.
Schools.
Schools
was fun.
Which we did with Alana. But, she would email me about 3 weeks ahead of time for each month. So I work with everybody who's on In Focus here. And usually I'm reaching out to people. But Cheryl was always reaching out to me first. Hey, I have a great topic idea. What if we did this? How do you think your listeners would want to share stories about this topic here? I know we've talked about, you know, during Christmas time, some of the favorite Christmas gifts that people would get in the 1800s or the early 1900s, and just things like that. And I learned so much from her. You know, a lot of the interviews we do on In Focus are very kind of hard newsy or has to do with something in the community. This is always a fun opportunity coming in here and talk with the Historical Museum, because I don't find this to be work. I just find this to be just an enjoyable hour of radio where we get to learn about Riley County's history, and it's because of Cheryl that I've learned so much. I learned about the scenic byway, and I was talking to her about that. I wanted to go. I didn't get to it, but I'm going to get to it at some point, go over to Dover and have a slice of pie, and I'll do it in her honor.
That's a great tribute. We should road trip.
Yes. Yeah.
We may just have to all get together in a station vehicle and go do that. That could be a lot of fun.
And that's another thing about Cheryl. You know, as I mentioned, it's, of course, Riley County being her home and her focus, but she was always interested. One of my favorite memories, I think, with her, anytime we had to travel for an organization, she was always interested in exploring that community and learning more. If we went to a conference, she made a point that as a staff, as a team, we would go to different museums within that community, and that importance of she emphasized partnerships and collaboration. And in working with other museums, that it's you're not a standalone. It's everybody in Kansas and museums together is like a big family. And I think she had an exceptionally large part to do with that. And I was telling Brandon another thing is, for example, if you go up to Riley, the town of Riley, she would always go by the cemetery, too, if you're riding with her, and she could point out, she'd stop at different graves and point out how they're related and the connections, and it was just incredible. It was any time you would venture out with her, it's an important history lesson that was associated, too. Even driving around in town here, she never took the most direct route. She would take side streets. And I think that was the best part, because she could tell you what happened in this house, who owned it. It was just incredible to hear. And as you both have mentioned, it's that excitement. Anything she conveyed about history, she did with passion and excitement and genuine care.
Well, obviously, she had a deep love for history. And when we come back from the break, Brandon, we've got a few comments from some folks that hear from the radio station, days gone by, that have worked with Cheryl in a lot of capacities. And, of course, you know, we have more and more comments coming up here. So we'll have that. Shall we take that break?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm hijacking your show.
No, Well, you worked with her longer than I did. I've worked with her for the past 3 years, and obviously people have worked a lot longer with Cheryl, so. And we love her. We miss her.
Alana Parker's our guest from the Riley County Museum and Historical Society. It's a show that we're dedicating in honor of our friend Cheryl Collins, who passed away last week. Obituary information is available on our website at newsradiokman.com.